You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome, everyone, to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. I absolutely love supporting people who are motivated to improve their stress levels and overall well-being naturally. So thank you for sharing your time with me today. On today's show, I want to share with you a little bit about a set of herbs that can help the body better cope with mental, environmental, and physical stress. They're called adaptogens. I just love adaptogens. They're wonderful herbs that not only support you for stress, but they support your immune system, metabolic functions, and help restore your body back to balance. They're wonderful herbs, and I use them in my adrenal support formula that you can find on my website. This is the formula that I used when I had adrenal fatigue that basically saved my life. This topic is very near and dear to my heart because I was diagnosed with adrenal fatigue and post-traumatic stress disorder many years ago. A lifetime of stress, anxiety, overwork, and neglecting my body had finally caught up with me. My condition was severe. The activity of my adrenal glands was so diminished that I had difficulty even staying awake for more than a few hours a day. My body was significantly affected, and I had many other symptoms too, such as weakened immunity, sleep disturbances. I was tired all day. I could barely walk a few hundred feet, and I had an inability to handle physical or emotional stress. I couldn't even watch TV that was stressful. I saw many doctors, and they all told me that there was no solution for this condition other than taking toxic medications that might help me deal with the symptoms but also cause bad side effects. Fortunately, I was already familiar with natural medicine when this happened, and I knew a lot of people in the industry that were able to help me. I was taught about the importance of the mind-body connection and how the food we eat and the thoughts we think affect our physiology. I was also introduced to herbal adaptogens. So by taking these adaptogens and making a few important changes into my life, I completely recovered in about 9 months. So I highly recommend that if you're under stress to take this formula. So what is stress? The National Institute of Mental Health lists stress as a common reaction to everyday pressures that may be brought on by things like work, school, finances, or even family matters. Although stress typically carries a negative connotation, stress is not all bad. In fact, the body's reaction to stress can actually help motivate you to perform better. Say, for example, in a preparation for an upcoming job interview or a pending exam. It can also be life-saving in a situation where you need to react to danger. The body prepares you to face the threat or flee danger by quickening the pulse, tensing the muscles, and increasing brain function to help you survive. Now, the problem with stress is when the body doesn't have the ability to recover from it. So, for example, with prolonged stress, it can cause body's hormones to become unbalanced, and that can result in illness and disease. Cortisol, a steroid hormone, is often called a stress hormone because it is connected to stress response. But that's not all. Cortisol also manages how your body uses carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, keeps inflammation down, regulates your blood pressure, increases your blood sugar glucose, controls your sleep-wake cycle, boosts energy so you can handle stress and restore balance afterward, and the secretion of cortisol triggers the flight or fight response. This process also stimulates your sympathetic nervous system and your adrenal glands, and it also decreases digestive secretions while increasing blood pressure. In a healthy individual, the body and brain respond to this stressor and cortisol levels return to normal. However, elevated cortisol levels over long periods of time, such as when you have chronic stress, it can negatively affect every physiological system in the body. Cortisol is released from the adrenal glands in a 24-hour daily rhythm, with a burst in the morning to help us stay awake and decrease in the evening to help us sleep. However, Chronic stress leads to the excretion of high levels of cortisol over extended periods of time, leading to adrenal fatigue. Adrenal fatigue leads to lower release of cortisol, causing an increase in fatigue, pain, and inflammation. Reduced cortisol levels further impact the list of functions that I mentioned that are linked to cortisol release. If you suspect you may have cortisol imbalance from chronic stress, you can take a salivary cortisol test that can test your adrenal function. Adrenaline is another hormone released as a stress response. What comes to mind when you think about adrenaline? A racing heart, perhaps? Adrenaline is commonly known as the fight or flight hormone due to the immediate reaction to stress. If you ever experience a car pulling out in front of you out of nowhere or see a child about to run out into the road, that sensation you experience is a surge of adrenaline. It is produced in the adrenal glands anytime the brain senses danger and sends a message to the glands to create it. This is a natural response to stress and only presents a problem when the adrenals become fatigued when they have received constant messages from the brain to produce adrenaline. This is what happens in cases of chronic stress. Acute stress is the most common type of stress, and it is often brought on by everyday occurrences driven by both past and future anticipations, pressure, and demands. It can be thrilling and exciting, like the feeling you experience on a roller coaster ride. Whatever the cause is, whether it is a near-death experience, giving a speech in public, or jitters leading up to a race, acute stress is characterized by coming on quickly and dissipating soon thereafter. However, you can experience too much of this type of stress, and that can lead to exhaustion. Think about riding that roller coaster over and over again. Due to the release of hormones such as adrenaline, acute stress can cause the following symptoms: heart palpitations, nausea, chest pain, headache, abdominal pains, and breathing difficulty. Next, let's take a look at episodic acute stress. Acute stress becomes episodic due to the frequency of the episodes. We all know someone who always seems to be living in chaos or complete disorder. That person may always be running late, rushing, or experiencing a constant strain of crisis that puts them in a constant state of acute stress. A constant worry is also a form of episodic acute stress. These symptoms of episodic acute stress may include persistent tension headaches or migraines, hypertension, chest pain, and heart disease. As you can see, the symptoms of episodic acute stress are more severe than those experienced with acute stress. Now let's look at the dangers of chronic stress. Chronic stress refers to intermediate periods consisting of unrelenting stress. Often a person experiencing chronic stress is someone who is not able to see their way out of a miserable situation. Pressures from work, a bad living situation, or childhood trauma can lead to chronic stress, as these pressures are often internalized and therefore constant. In fact, one of the most dangerous aspects of chronic stress is that it becomes a natural state, despite the havoc it creates in the body system. Based on the research from the National Center for Biotechnology Information, all bodily systems can be affected by chronic stress, and if untreated, it can suppress the body's immune system, which can ultimately manifest in illness. If left untreated, long-term chronic stress can cause adrenal fatigue and many more potential dangerous issues. So what are the potential dangers? For many of us, we consider stress as the cause of tight shoulders and headaches, but chronic stress can wreak havoc on the entire physical body, and here's how. Related to your immune system, acute stress stimulates the immune system, which can be a good thing for immediate situations when the body needs to fend off infections or to expedite healing after a physical trauma. However, chronic stress weakens the immune system due to the constant release of stress hormones. Those under chronic stress may become more susceptible to colds, viral infections, and other infections. Your reproductive system also gets impacted. For men, chronic stress can lower a man's testosterone levels, which can interfere with sperm production. It can cause erectile dysfunction and impotence. For women, stress can lead to irregular, heavier, or more painful periods. Chronic stress can also cause problems with fertility. It also impacts the muscular system. When the body experiences stress, your muscles tense up to protect the body from injury. Once the threat has passed, the muscles release as you relax. But when you're under constant stress, the muscles never had a chance to relax and recover. This can lead to tight muscles and joints, headaches, shoulder pain, and other body aches. Stress can also impact the central nervous system. The central nervous system is in charge of the stress response in your brain that stimulates the hypothalamus and tells your adrenal glands to release the stress hormones, adrenaline, and cortisol. Your digestive system also is impacted. The rush of hormones caused by stress can cause rapid breathing and increase the heart rate, which can upset the digestive system. Heartburn, acid reflux, diarrhea, and nausea can occur when chronic stress is present. Another impact of chronic stress that is not often mentioned is the impact it has on the thyroid. This is because just like your thyroid, adrenal glands produce hormones that impact your major metabolic processes. Metabolic processes are chemical reactions that occur in order to maintain life by providing energy. For example, glycolysis is a metabolic process that breaks down carbohydrates and sugars through a series of reactions to release energy into the body. Chronic stress puts your adrenals on overdrive for extended periods of time, leaving you in a state of adrenal fatigue, leading to negative impacts on your thyroid. Adrenal fatigue slows thyroid function and inhibits your ability to convert thyroid hormones into their active form, causing hypothyroid symptoms. Thyroid hormone resistance increases with chronic stress. Inflammation immune cells are released during the stress response, which makes the thyroid receptors less sensitive to thyroid hormones. When the body is under stress, the immune system is suppressed so the body can focus on overcoming the stressors. However, this leaves the body more vulnerable to viral infections, some of which can trigger autoimmune thyroid diseases. As you can see, there is very much a full circle issue that can develop if stress is not managed properly. Chronic stress can also take a toll on your emotional and mental health. Here are some of the things to consider when dealing with chronic stress. Depression. Stress hormones can act as a sedative to help protect the body when under pressure, which is a normal response to stress. When chronic stress is present, the body is signaled to produce those hormones continuously. This causes sustained feelings of low energy that, when sustained for long periods, can lead to feelings of depression. Stress can also impact those with bipolar disorder. The symptoms of bipolar disorder, which involves dramatic shifts in mood, energy level, and behavior, can be exacerbated by stress. This causes more severe mood cycling, including disrupted sleep, racing thoughts, feelings of depression, and heightened distraction. Stress also impacts cognitive functioning. The sustained presence of stress hormone in the body can have a negative impact in the immune system by decreasing the function of brain cells in a region of the brain called the hippocampus and the frontal lobes. As a result of chronic stress, you may experience confusion, problem with decision making, or difficulty concentrating. Chronic stress can cause personality changes such as heightened irritability, hostility, anger, frustration, or aggression due to the consistent presence of stress hormones. I talked a lot about the effects of chronic stress. Are you ready now to talk about how to relieve some stress and balance your body? What if I told you that there is a way to do this without medication and it's all natural? Well, this is the great news. There are plants that can help us manage these types of stress. Adaptogens are a class of healing plants that help to balance, restore, and protect the body from prolonged release of stress hormones due to chronic stress. And they do this by doing the following. They boost the immune system. They support healthy weight. They increase physical endurance and mental focus. They reduce discomfort caused by poor health. And they encourage a balanced mood, and they also balance hormones. According to David Winston and Stephen Mames, adaptogens are a unique form of herbs, and they have the ability to restore the balance of the endocrine hormones. They modulate the immune system and allow the body to maintain optimal homeostasis. To qualify as an adaptogen, an herb must be safe and non-toxic, must have broad uses for health, and specifically reduce mental, physical, and environmental stress. And they also have a normalizing effect on the physiology, irrespective of the direction of change caused by the physiology norms created by the stressor. Each adaptogen has its own unique properties that can help with specific types of stressor. Now let's take a look at a few of them. Holy basil, it's a member of the mint family and is frequently used in cooking, but it also has been used as a healing plant for thousands of years. Native to Asia, holy basil also is known as the incompatible one and is considered one of the most sacred plants in India. Holy basil works to enhance the body's response to physical and emotional stress naturally by optimizing the functions of the body in times of stress. It is also known to help balance stress hormones. Holy basil can be taken in tea, pill form, extract, or as a tincture. You can make your own holy basil tea with this recipe. And this is the ingredients: 1/4 cup of fresh holy basil leaves, hot water, and honey. Wash the holy basil leaves thoroughly and then place them in a cup. Use the back of a spoon to press the leaves against the side of the cup to help them bruise them, which allows the essential oils to escape. Pour hot, not boiling, water over the leaves and stir. Place a saucer on top of the cup to trap the essential oils inside the cup as it steeps. Wait for at least 5 to 10 minutes, remove the saucer, strain the leaves, and sweeten the tea as you like it. Drink warm or pour over ice and enjoy. Ashwagandha, also known as strength of stallion, due to its use as immune support, is a natural stress reliever. It relieves stress by helping to correct hormone imbalance due to emotional or physical stress. This includes adrenal fatigue that can take a physical toll on the body, as well as anxiety, a common physiological side effect of chronic stress. Additionally, ashwagandha helps to balance glucose levels in the body, lower blood pressure, reduce brain cell degeneration, and increase sex drive. It's also well known to help with sleep. Ashwagandha and its extracts are commonly taken in the form of tea, powders, tablets, tinctures, and syrups. Now let's take a look at another way you can use ashwagandha. Ashwagandha can be difficult to consume because it's raw, but you can add it to cookies now. So you can try this recipe. These are the ingredients: 1/2 cup of wheat flour, 1 pinch of salt, 2 teaspoons of ashwagandha powder, 1/4 cup of almond butter, 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, and 1/4 cup of milk. Mix the dry ingredients together and set to the side. In another container, mix the wet ingredients together. Blend both mixtures together and knead it into a dough. Form the cookie dough and add them to a baking. Now let's talk about licorice root. And don't get too excited. I'm not suggesting that sweet black candy you probably associate when you hear the word licorice. In fact, licorice candy often doesn't even contain the actual licorice root. Real licorice is actually a therapeutic herb that has been used for its natural balancing abilities for centuries. It is a powerhouse herb when it comes to treating adrenal fatigue, which, as you know, is often associated with chronic stress. Research has shown that licorice can help to modify or increase the body's level of cortisol production to support healthy adrenal production and to help with adrenal fatigue. Licorice contains a compound called glycerolic acid that stops the body from breaking down cortisol so that the body does not become depleted during the times of increased or prolonged stress. Licorice root can be found in many specialty health stores in the form of powder, capsules, teas, or tinctures. You can make licorice and ginger tea this way. The ingredients are 2 quarts of water, 1/4 cup of licorice root, and 1 finger's length of fresh rendered root, sliced, not peeled. And the instructions are: fill a pot with 2 quarts of water, add licorice and ginger, bring to a boil, then simmer for 10 minutes with the lid on top. Pour through a fine mesh strainer into mugs and serve and enjoy. Ginseng is a slow-growing root used for stress-relating benefits in the United States and Asia for centuries. According to the National Center for Biotechnology Information, ginseng effectively regulates the immune response and the hormonal changes due to stress, thus maintaining homeostasis. In addition to suppressing the occurrence of psychological diseases such as anxiety and depression, ginseng also prevents stress-associated physiological diseases. Ginseng not only helps to balance the hormones, it also works to treat stress-related issues like adrenal fatigue and unbalanced plasma glucose levels. While ginseng is often served as tea, pill, or tincture form, there are other creative ways to use your ginseng. Try this delicious ginseng smoothie. Ingredients are 8 ounces of coconut water, 1/2 cup of fresh mango, half a heaping cup fresh pineapple chunks, half a teaspoon of ginseng powder, half a teaspoon of cinnamon, and a pinch of nutmeg. Instructions are, add the coconut water, mango, pineapple, ginseng powder, cinnamon, and nutmeg to a blender, blending in all at low speed until it's smooth. You, instead of coconut water, you can also use coconut milk or any other dairy substitute. Astragalus root is an essential herb in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has been used as a natural curative form for thousands of years. It is most commonly known as an herb capable of slowing the aging process. It also helps to support a strong immune system, which is one of the many bodily systems that come under attack in cases of chronic stress. Like many of the other adaptogens I have discussed, astragalus is used to help balance stress hormone cortisol to prevent adrenal fatigue. It is also used to prevent or reduce conditions that can be related to stress, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and is a wonderful anti-inflammatory. Astragalus root is most commonly available as a pill, capsule, or a tincture. But the wonderful thing about astragalus is that you can cook with it. The ingredients for this wonderful immune system soup are 8 cups of water, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 onion dice, 1 bulb of garlic minced, 1.5-inch piece of fresh ginger root grated, 1.5 cups of salted vegetable soup stock or water, 5 pieces of sliced dried astragalus, 2 cups of fresh sliced shiitake mushrooms, 1 large reishi mushroom, if you have it, this is optional, 1/8 of a teaspoon of cayenne powder, this is optional in case you don't like spiciness, and you can also add 1 tablespoon of thyme. You can also add wonderful vegetables to this soup, like 3 carrots, 3 stems of celery, and I also love to add a grain, like pearl barley, or brown rice. And here are the instructions. So heat the olive oil at low temperature. Add the garlic, onions, ginger, and the vegetables that you're using them and saute them for a few minutes. Then add the water to it and bring it to a boil. Add the thyme and the garlic and the cayenne pepper. And then add the shiitake, the astragalus, and reishi. Simmer and cover for a couple of hours. Remove from heat and allow it to sit for a few more hours. Remove the astragalus and the reishi mushrooms out of there, and you can eat it. Now, the easiest and most efficient way to consume adaptogens is through an herbal formula like the one I have designed, and you can find on my website. This is a wonderful formula that my clients use and love it. It contains the herbs that I talked to you about today and other ones that have been proven to support your adrenal glands and help the body counteract any adverse effects of emotional and physical stress. And this formula also supports a healthy function of the adrenal glands, provides nourishment and optimizes the adrenal and central nervous system, supports the endocrine system, promotes healthy and more balanced response to stress, increases physical and mental stamina and performance, reduces the incidence of infection, increases resistance to chemical carcinogen, and encourages healthy energy levels. Now, it is essential when considering adaptogens for stress that you first consult a trusted medical team before starting treatment. They are natural, and the chances that you will be cleared to adopt it into a treatment plan are high. But every person is unique, and even though the symptoms of stress may present in similar ways across multiple people, the treatment for each person, including the dose and type of adaptogens, might be different for each person. In addition to taking adaptogens, it is important to manage stress to get a handle on adrenal fatigue. Adrenal fatigue does not start with a malfunction of the adrenal glands, but is a result of chronic stress. Chronic stress can suppress your adrenal glands, causing them to release insufficient amounts of necessary hormones. That is why, in order to treat adrenal fatigue, stress must be managed. Now think about it for a little bit. What are some of your daily stressors? By identifying your personal stressors, you can then either remove the stressors or teach yourself a healthier reaction to stress. There are many times throughout the day when our body's in a state of stress, and we may not even realize it. Tense muscles from sitting or straining at the computer can cause this. This will help you to notice if you're holding on to tension without even realizing it. Remind yourself to relax your face. This will instantly calm your breath and signal your body that you are not in a state of stress. You can also establish a routine to combat chronic stress and thus adrenal fatigue. Try including the following steps to your daily routine. Get 8 hours of sleep by going to bed at the same time every night. Avoid stretching yourself too thin by saying no when you have reached your limit. Do something relaxing every day, such as a warm bath, a walk in the park, yoga, meditation, etc. Eat a healthy breakfast before 10 a.m. containing fruit and protein. For example, apple slices with peanut butter or eggs and avocado. Avoid alcohol, sugar, processed foods, and dairy. Consider supplementing with not only adaptogenic herbs, but vitamin B's and vitamin C's. Those are essential for adrenal fatigue. Also take an omega-3 supplement. And go to bed before 11 p.m. at night. After 11 p.m., your adrenals may get into a second wind, and then you will find a hard time having a good night's sleep. Diet is a significant contributor to adrenal fatigue. Now think about it. How would you rate the quality of your diet? Here are some dietary tips to help you protect your health and reduce the risk of adrenal fatigue. Don't skip breakfast. Eat within 1 hour of waking to replenish energy stores. Avoid sweet breakfast items and drink a full glass of water to start your day off right. Avoid processed foods, refined grains, and added sugar. Adopting a whole foods diet is recommended to ensure your body receives the right amount of vitamins and minerals it needs to thrive. Eating 5 to 7 servings of vegetables is highly recommended. Drink a smoothie or two a day if you're unable to incorporate these many vegetables into your meals. Eat foods rich in adrenal-supporting nutrients such as leafy greens, nuts, sunflower, pumpkin seeds, flax, pumpkin, and chia seeds. Combine protein and healthy fat at every meal and snack. Avocados, nuts, seeds, and seafood are examples of healthy fats. Limit your caffeine intake. Caffeine is the enemy of adrenal fatigue sufferers. This is because caffeine stimulates neuron activities in the brain. Each time you drink a cup of coffee, neurons send messages to your pituitary gland, which in turn alerts your adrenal glands to pump out adrenaline and cortisol. In short, caffeine instantly puts your body into flight or fight mode. If you're drinking several cups a day, it is likely that your whole nervous system is in constant red alert without you even knowing it. Now, the key to a healthy diet is variety and limiting processed foods. And changes don't have to be dramatic. You can start small by swapping foods that you usually consume. For example, ditch the white bread for a whole grain. Change out sugar-laden yogurts with no sugar-added options. It is that simple. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this experience has left you feeling more informed about the toll stress can cause on your body, as well as the powerful benefits of adaptogens. It means a lot to me to be able to share this experience with you, and I hope that you're leaving today with more knowledge than you came with. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or concerns. I'll be more than happy to help, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.